Ken back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and of course we always welcome your calls for this hour at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Now hopefully we're going to have with us today John Clark, and we've had John with us before, and he's really an amazing individual. He was a lawyer, apparently a very successful, capable lawyer, and he came down with Lyme disease, and of course Lyme disease is such a horrible, horrible disease, and he was really confined to bed for a matter of years, totally depressed and despondent. And he finally called out to God and made a bargain. If you just get me out of this, why, I'll follow you. And sure enough, why, God brought somebody into his life who could treat him. And he's been ill for 9 years, but he's much, much better. He's up and around now. He's become an evangelical Christian. And this was such an interesting conversation we had with him the other night when he said, you know, it may have been the best thing that ever happened to me. To get the Lyme disease because it brought me to the Lord. And I think in so many cases it is a catastrophe, maybe a major loss of someone you love, or you lost your ability to do what you want to do, or physical injury that does make us begin to step back and look at what's really going on in the world. You know, we live in a wonderful, affluent society. We have benefits here that are unparalleled throughout the world. I don't think there's any country in the world where as many people live as well as we do here, at least with the opportunity. Certainly you live well in the Scandinavian countries, but there's really no opportunity for advancement here. Okay, but here in America, it's different. This is truly an amazing country. But, of course, we're losing it, and that's what we're going to be talking with John Clark today about. We're going to be talking about some of the new legislation, the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner National Defense Authorization Act. John, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to let you pick the story up, and I've already told him a little bit about you and your background, and, of course, he's written a book we have talked to him about in the past, Christian words, but unchristian actions. But anyway, you pick up the story.
Well, I guess the story is one that we continue to gauge, as you know. We continue to see more unchristian conduct and unchristian policies from this administration. And this latest legislation is no exception. I continue to look at various websites for the government and the other areas where its tentacles reach. But ultimately, it seems like this is just one part of a larger pattern of this government usurping our constitutional protections and setting themselves up to take even more power away from the American people. As we know, this is the modus operandi of this administration. The USA Patriot Act did a great deal to take away our rights, and this latest, the Military Commissions Act, something we haven't discussed lately is the implications of the ex post facto aspects of the legislation, which retroactively grant immunity to this administration for any acts of terror or any war crimes under the Geneva Convention or anything illegal. This is patently against our U.S. Constitution and the whole foundation of the rule of law and what our country is based upon. This is the kind of Machiavellian legislation passed by Stalins and Hitlers, not by American presidents. And it's, I believe, unprecedented. Actually, that's something I could research more. But there are multi-dimensions, the loss of habeas corpus, the introduction of tainted hearsay evidence, coerced testimony can be used against you. All of the constitutional protections that we have come to expect are being swept aside. And everything indicates that it can be used against American citizens and can be used against them for the vague concepts of conspiracy. It seems that it's a short step to use this against political protests and against our freedom of speech rights.
And I share your concern. I think they needed a justification to pass this law. And the 911 attack was that justification. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this afternoon we have John Clark, and he's telling you, you know, about his concern about this new legislation that's been passed. We're not hearing much about this. We may on the alternative radio, but the average individual doesn't have any idea what's going on because of the degree of control that exists over the media, and ultimately then the degree of control that exists over what the American people think and what they focus their attention on. So you pick up the story there, John.
Well, thank you, Doctor. The umbrella-like and rapid expansion of federal dominance over Americans' lives is happening so quickly, and as we've discussed, I think it's partly due to the expanding information that people are getting through shows like yours and in the alternative media. But to look at it, well, and first let's talk more about Posse Comitatus, which the John Warner National Defense Act specifically embraces or does away with. The concept is more than just what we've discussed, which is that we're talking about using military personnel in a so-called police function, using our own military against our civilian population, something that historically we have been very careful to avoid even the possibility of it occurring. And George Bush has, with the sweep of a pen, and with the support of this Congress, both parties essentially, done away with that. Not only does that mean that we can have our own National Guard troops deployed around the country in other states to be used against U.S. citizens, but it really has another aspect that I think has not been properly publicized. It takes governors out of the loop. It takes local government, state powers out of the loop. And it takes all of our National Guardsmen and puts them under the direct yoke of the federal government, whether Bush or others. This is a dramatic change in the structure of our police state, if we call it that, where we don't even have those other implicit checks or balances of our state elected officials to be interposed in the use of the National Guard troops against us. In fact, state powers and the state officials might be able to use those troops to defend us if the federal government tried to use the national forces, the Marines or the Navy against us, for instance. But they're all being consolidated under one huge hydra. And we see also lately, I believe it was just yesterday, Prime Minister Olmert in Israel came out and was, and I think, visited the country, in fact, to make sure that the change in power in our Congress was not going to mean that we would shift our position vis-a-vis Iran. Never has the involvement of the influence of Israel in American politics been so obvious, and never has it been so important that we become aware of our own policy and where our own interests may diverge from Israel. As a Christian, of course, I do support God's chosen people, but the carte blanche that we've been giving to Israel in the world is getting away from us. So what we see here and where I'm going is that they come together, because the federal government knows that this country is running away with debt, that we can't borrow indefinitely against our own homes, that the corporate profits and the decline in jobs in this country are all concurrently with an increase in health care costs, an aging population, and the outsourcing of jobs. We're in a declining economy, and they know this. So they at the same time that they are seeking through a power grab to try to get unearned wealth in the sands of the Middle East, they are dramatically increasing their power over us so that they can contain this population when the inevitable breakdown occurs. This is the unfolding of the New World Order, which is extremely, in which Israel is extremely complicit. And I think these are issues that Americans should be educating themselves about and looking at very seriously, because really the horse is already out of the barn, Stan, and we need to try to rein him back in if we can, if you'll excuse me extending that metaphor so far.
Oh, I think it's so important. If you read the John Warner National Defense Act, it's really rather interesting. It talks about we need to give the government this power in case there's an epidemic, in case, of course, there's a disaster, or in case, of course, you know, there is a civil unrest. And so, you know, what do they know? Why are they so concerned about an epidemic? I mean, this whole thing of the bird flu is as phony as a $3 bill, but we do know that the government has, in the past, created new and terrible diseases and unleashed them on our own population. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it really is true. And all you need to do is ask yourself, where did Lyme disease come from? And I know John asked that question himself, because he's been afflicted with it. 1 million Americans have this terrible disease, and probably 2 million have chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia disease, and over 500,000 Americans have died of AIDS, an entirely new disease, genetically modified, and there are two aspects to it. And one is a mycoplasm, a genetically modified mycoplasm, according to Dr. Garth Nicholson, who's one of the world's leading scientists. And the other is the HIV, which is a genetically modified retrovirus. So, I mean, where were these modified? Were they modified over in Moscow? Well, I believe that all the evidence is they were modified right here at our own laboratories, and they're working on creating terrible new diseases at Fort Detrick, Maryland, right at the present time. And if you doubt that, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you an article that recently appeared in the Washington Post and no place else about how we're creating all these terrible new deadly defensive diseases. We want you to understand they're only defensive, and you don't have to worry they'll never get out of the laboratory, but how do we know they won't get out of the laboratory? All these other diseases seem to have gotten out of the laboratory, and this is one justification for this draconian legislation. We might have an epidemic. Did that bother you, John?
Well, it bothers me that the government is using our worst fears to dominate us, and maybe our worst fear should be being dominated by a government that keeps telling us to be afraid. FEMA historically has been a government agency that I think Americans largely trusted, but it is now under the authority of the Homeland Security Department, the Department of Homeland Security, which has appropriated itself not only the function of protecting us against terrorism, but very broadly against any national emergency. George Bush, under the USA Patriot Act, has the power to suspend elections and unilaterally impose military law in the case of him declaring any national emergency. The latest legislation, the John Warner Defense Act, National Defense Act, specifically discusses or alludes to epidemics. Presumably, now the door is open for administrative laws and regulations to be passed to create what the terms of those would be. The entire structure of the government, I looked on their website, Homeland Security is 180,000 personnel. www.dhs.gov, Department of Homeland Security, they say they boast 180,000 personnel. FEMA has 2,600. So one issue that is interesting to me when we're looking at a spiritual battle especially is that sometimes fear is a more powerful tool than the underlying commodity or disease or what have you. For instance, oil may or may not be reaching peak. It may or may not be becoming more expensive to extract. But the very threat or fear of the loss of oil can drive markets and create panic and take lives. Likewise, perhaps the federal government doesn't need an actual disease. It doesn't even need to create one. Because when it starts waving, when Colin Powell waves a little vial of anthrax, even though it wasn't actual anthrax around, there's a tremendous power in that fear. And we know as Christians, of course, that that kind of power is not wielded by God, and Jesus did not use fear. He came to liberate us from fear. And so we Christians should be very leery of a government that keeps using our worst fears of imaginary threats to create what should be our greatest fear, which is a tyrannical government, and which would have total dominance over us, which it continues to extend its tentacles into our food supply, etc., etc., etc. So and the idea of preemption, in fact, the idea of this threat of disease is another form of preemption. We have to act now because this could happen, this could happen. We can imagine an innumerable number of threats from Pandora's box that we have to take over your lives to defend you against. There's a pattern here, and in preemption as well, and now Israel saying they're using it in Lebanon. The pattern is in creating and imposing fear in the populace so that their rights can be taken away. We've seen it in 1984, and we were foretold about it in the Bible.
And, you know, I think it's really so true. But you have to have an enemy. I mean, Plato wrote about that in his book, The Republic, where he said, you know, when the tyrant has defeated the enemy by a conquest or by treaty and there's nothing to fear from him, then he's always going out creating a new enemy because he needs it to rally the people behind him. It's truly a Machiavellian technique. But for years we were told, oh my goodness, the fear of communism. The communists are going to get us. And I'll have to admit I fell into that trap. I believed all the propaganda because much of it was put out by my very good friends without ever realizing that actually it was our corporations and our Federal Reserve Bank and even our own government that was actually funding the communists, creating this enemy, this tyrannical enemy that was oppressing people. But we feared communism, and of course we had a communist movement right here in the United States, but nobody mentioned, I mean, it was thoroughly infiltrated by FBI. They knew every cell. Nobody could move in this country in the communist circles if we didn't know about it, that they did a good job. And the same thing, fear of the mafia. Now, of course, it's fear of Osama bin Laden, who's living in a cage over there, or a cave someplace. Of course, I think he's probably long since dead, but that really doesn't matter. We have the perception that he's there, and if we don't give more of our freedom to the government, Osama bin Laden is going to take away our freedom. And I think John is so right. They're playing on our fears. They use television all the time. How many times have you seen a program on television that talked about a new terrorist attack on America? Well, quite a few of them, but there have been no new terrorist attacks on America. But they didn't need the terrorist attacks. They created the perception in our mind by the television you program, you saw, and you were fearful. You could imagine yourself in that position, and it was almost as if what you saw on the television screen was real. Why bother to have a real terrorist attack when you could create the same impression with television? Don't you think?
Well, I think exactly, and you're right to cite Plato, and it does again serve a double purpose. It not only persuades people to line up behind the government, but it dehumanizes the enemy and the human beings that we are destroying in the process.
You're absolutely right, and I think that we have to be, we really have to adhere to our Christian principles. We cannot justify killing civilians. We cannot justify torturing people. We can't justify many of the things being done today in the name of freedom and Christianity. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and the source this afternoon, we're speaking with Mr. John Klar. We're talking about this draconian new legislation, specifically the National Defense Act, and then, of course, we have the Military Commissions Act, and of course we have hanging in the background the Patriot Act, which of course gave the government the right to sneak into your property and really repeal the Fourth Amendment. All of this supposedly in the name of fighting the wicked Osama bin Laden, because if we can't do these things and take away the freedom of the American people, why Osama bin Laden's going to come over here and do that? And the question is, Was this all planned ahead of time? And those of you who've read my newsletters will know that you go back to 1996, and a man named Richard Haass, who worked for the Council on Foreign Relations in 1996, wrote an article that appeared in a number of publications, including the Washington Post. It was discussed in the New American, but Washington Post has no record of the article being printed, and of course New American doesn't have any record that they quoted the article that the Washington Post printed, but we have the article. And Richard Haass talked about this terrorist threat and how we were just going to have to give up our freedom. We're going to have a lot more government surveillance of people. We're going to have phone taps, and we're going to have long lines at the airports. And we were going to have long lines at government buildings and long waits at the airports. It was all planned back in 1996. They knew exactly what was going to happen. But incidentally, Richard Haass today is the president of the Council on Foreign Relations and one of the 130 members of the North American Group of the Trilateral Commission. The elitist knew exactly what was going to happen on 9/11. I wonder how they could have known that, and what about the aftermath? So pick up the story there, John.
Well, I think that it is a story that we've been warned about for a long time, and I think it is perhaps the natural consequence of the collection and concentration of power that our founding fathers tried to forewarn us against and had experience with, and frankly I think they foresaw that sooner or later those powers would try to wrest our lands back from us again. I would point out, in building on something you mentioned, sir, about Plato, I would build on a lot of these messages from the past, and I would point to, obviously I feel strongly that the Bible is a very good resource for us in these times, but another that might seem odd would be George Orwell's 1984. As you know, in my book, I compare some of the things that Orwell observed in his book in 1948 with what's going on today. And it's worth a reread for people, again, even though it's not the Bible, because it's interesting what the secular mind will warn us about. And when Orwell was talking about that, think about what his book was about. In the lands that he describes when Big Brother is dominating people, people are always being told about these threats in distant lands, these far-off threats in lands people don't even know where they are. As you point out, communism has been replaced with fear of terror, fear of evil, a war against evil, which will go on forever. And we're told about Iran and North Korea. Fear has been used in America in the last 6 years to justify the war in Iraq. Americans never would have supported it without the weapons of mass destruction scare. To support the use of torture, because we had the ticking bomb scenario that we had to torture these people or they might blow you up. We've used fear to justify debt because the Democrats and nobody else in Congress will stand up to say no to war spending once we've extended our troops there, and of course Homeland Security. And we've used fear to expand through the USA Patriot Act, the Department of Homeland Security, and these latest pieces of legislation, the federal government's dominance over us. Fear has been the key, and we as Christians know that fear, of course, is Satan's tool. Now, Orwell talks about fear in 1984, and what we see Orwell talking about is the dehumanization of people that occurs with increasing corporate dominance in a world, as men become more like machines and machines become more like men. In the book, foreigners are dehumanized while we blow them up. We don't even know where they live. But the proles, the working people in the society, are similarly dehumanized by those in power. And they are subjugated. And ultimately, the main character breaks out. He's actually tortured. And they find his worst fear, rats in a cage, as you'll recall, so that he will turn. So again, fear is the pivotal point. But Orwell did not have Christ to turn to. And he painted an anti-utopian future for us, as many others did, which didn't have hope. But we have hope. And when we bring the Bible in, we see that fear did not justify the war in Iraq. Fear does not justify the use of torture. Fear does not justify the profligacy of our government and our people and our turning away from the suffering of others in the world and abandoning our mission as Christians. And that's why Islam is growing while Christendom is coming under ill repute, because of the hypocrisy, not just of George W. Bush, but of American Christians who have forgotten Jesus, who was a torturee and not a torturer. And that's a mouthful, but thank you for allowing me to get on that soapbox, because I really think that's where the key is. If we're to call ourselves Christians in a Christian nation, then we should stand for Christ and what he taught us. And what we're doing right now in Iraq and about to do, I'm afraid, in Iran, is just not what Christ would have us do.
Amen to that. Hold up. We'll be right back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Shelley, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything, all kinds of fans, sheets, pillows, you name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
And back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is John Clark. And before we go on, John, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website or where they can get copies of your book.
Well, thank you, Doctor. My website is www.christianwords.us. It's Christianwords, one word, .us. And it does include some excerpts from the book for people to get an idea of the kinds of things, that different areas that it discusses. It can also be purchased directly. There are links on the website, or the book can be purchased directly from my Christian publisher in Washington State, Wine Press Publishing Group. They're at 877-421-7323. It's 877-421-7323. And the full title of the book is Christian Words, Unchristian Actions, George W. Bush and the Desecration of Christianity in Modern America. Because it really is about where we're going as Christians. And I might point out, the book isn't politically motivated. In fact, now that the 2006 election is over, all the more reason that I can keep pushing its themes, which is that as much as I think that Americans need to become informed about what's going on to try to save their Constitution and their country and their institutions, ultimately the real goal is to persuade people to put more of their trust in Jesus Christ, both in holding that government accountable and in their own lives. And we are entering end times when people are going to have to be dependent on themselves instead of their government, or I should say dependent on God in their day-to-day activities in ways that Americans really haven't been for a long time. And so I think that's why we need to look to our God in these times to guide us instead of the fearfulness that these endless pieces of legislation are trying to prey upon.
Amen to that. Very well said. Well, again, the book is good reading. I really enjoyed it. And it's a lot more than just George Bush. In fact, I didn't read the book for a time because I thought it was just going to be a slamming Bush. And though I don't like Bush, I did not feel that was apropos. But after reading the book, once I got into it, I really enjoyed it. And of course, it just talks not so much about George Bush, talks about you and me and what's happening to the Christian church today. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And we've got Mike calling in from Arizona. Hi, Mike. How you doing? Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I sure am.
Go ahead.
Hi. I really enjoyed the comments of Mr. Clark. There was only one thing that I took exception to, and that was your reference to the people of Israel being the chosen people. Now, the problem I have with that is that it's not scriptural, not in my view at least. And the problem that causes is that many evangelicals I think they put their blinders on. With respect to anything that concerns Israel, and I contributed a fair amount of money to Congressman Trent Franks here in Arizona, and I actually walked his district and gathered signatures for him, which is something I'd never done before, and I regret it deeply, and I actually voted Democrat this last.
All right, so you and I aren't going to disagree. We're going to probably disagree on the term chosen people. I happen to believe that the Old Testament deals primarily with the Jews and that Christianity comes out of there. But we could argue this back and forth
sure.
and never.
Here's my point. One is not a Jew simply because he calls himself a Jew.
All right, fine. I don't want to get off.
It's very productive because. Unfortunately, when I've talked to Trent...
Mike, please do not over-talk me. Mike, you're just over-talking me, and I've said, I just don't want to go into this. I believe you're wrong. You can say you're right, but let's to discuss this is totally counterproductive, and it leads to anti-Semitism.
Oh, this is pure scripture
it's exactly what's going on in so much of America today, and I believe that God is not going to bless any country that is, with promoting anti-Semitism. But let's just not get into that at all. Mike, are you there?
Well, perhaps I might diplomatically suggest, if I might, gentlemen, that what I was saying, I might even agree with both of you. Now, I'm not trying to be the lawyer here and make everybody happy, because that's politics. But I do distinguish, I don't necessarily equate the Jewish people, and Doctor, we may disagree, we don't need to get off on the side, but this, I don't necessarily equate with them with the state of Israel. And I do say, regardless, the real issue should be, what is the authority of God and what are God's Ten Commandments, and do we deviate from them even if we are supporting Israel? I don't think we should abandon Israel as a nation, I just think we should embrace the people around the world in the name of Christ, and be perhaps the arbiters of peace as Christians between the Jews and the Muslims, rather than taking the side of Israel and the state of Israel, which is often contrary to our interests. But I do respect, Dr. Stan, that you may not wish to digress into these issues, but I was trying to perhaps propose a middle road.
All right, Mike, do you have anything else to say?
Well, just that this particular issue, and I know it's controversial, but this is what sidetracked so many millions of evangelicals. If you even bring up the real ancestry of the people who live in Israel today, just give you a knee jerk reaction to Jews.
Mike, what about the Sephardic Jews? What about the Sephardic Jews?
What about them?
What about them? They are the original children of Israel. You have different types of Jews. You have a lot of people who converted to Judaism. But the difficulty is that you want to bring about hatred for the Jewish people.
I'm part Jew myself. Whatever Jew means. My grandmother was a German Jew, came over here, converted to Christianity, and she was the sweetest woman on the face of the earth. The notion that these people in Israel simply, this was part of the plan to insert these people into the Christian scheme and deceive people.
Well, you're right. In fact, I believe that the leaders of Israel today are inherently evil. I believe that they have two political parties that are actually controlled by the same internationalists who control our government.
Sure.
Yes, you're right from that point of view.
Yeah,
but,
and that's why
it's so easy to, you know, to carry the step. The next step is to become really antagonistic towards all Jewish people and feel that they're responsible for the problems of the world. And sure. I'm sure you don't feel that way.
No, not at all. That's irresponsible, and that's un-Christian. No, these people are being used as badly as the American people are. But you know, we can't turn our eyes away from the fact that. The Bible actually has been rewritten by people like Cyrus Schofield under the commission of Samuel Untermyer, a famous Zionist attorney at the turn of the century, which has basically made a fourth Godhead out there of Israel.
Well, I think that, first of all, that it's the King James volume. You may not like the notations at the bottom of the Schofield Bible, and I may not like it either. But he didn't rewrite the Bible. He tried to give it a different twist. But let's get off that subject, Mike. I think it's totally counterproductive at this time.
Well, I think it's central myself.
All right, fine. Well, I appreciate that so much, but it certainly doesn't have anything to do with what we were talking about with John, does it?
Well, I think it absolutely does. That's why you get 30 million Christians who have given unconditional support to Mr. Bush, because they perceive that bombing the snarf out of Lebanon and Iraq is in the interest of Israel, and they think that is biblical.
Well, no, I don't think it's biblical at all, and I would certainly agree with you from the point of view that what is going on over there, and certainly our attack on Iraq and our attack on Afghanistan, which many people believe had to do with Israel, was misguided, but I don't believe that that's why we attacked them. I believe that there is another agenda. I believe there's a satanic agenda moving us towards World War III, and I believe that the Jewish people are as much victims of this as you and I are. But I appreciate so much your calling, Mike.
All right, thank you.
Okay, go ahead, John.
Well, I agree with you, and I do think that we have to be careful that calling attention to the mistakes in foreign policy of Israel is not taken to be anti-Semitism, which would be very un-Christian. And I think that it's perhaps arguably the people of Israel whose interest we might have at heart if we were trying to seek a Christian solution to the conflicts that are giving rise to the increased terrorism in the world. And I frankly think that the recipe of the Bush administration is going to give us more of the same. More imperialistic effort to dominate foreign people by military force is not winning their hearts and minds. And they will turn more and more to suicide bombing as their only alternative as we treat them in a very un-Christian way. If we're to be a democratic nation, we should actually instill democracy and spread equality to other peoples, not just say that while we take their rubber tree plants and their coca beans and their oil. And if we're to call ourselves a Christian nation, we should be trying to extend policies through our government that express that carry forth Christian concepts and help people get on their own feet and appreciate not just America, but our faith.
And I agree with you totally. And for Mike's saying, I'm sure he's out there listening, probably fuming at me, but I really believe that American policies are intended not to preserve Israel or help Israel. I think they're intent upon destroying Israel and killing an awful lot of Jews. And I really believe that that there is a spiritual component behind everything that's going on today. And I believe that the people who are manipulating this whole thing hate the Jews as much as they hate the Christians. And I think the Jews are simply puppets in this game, just as you and I are, except, of course, we know the Lord, and we have a pretty good idea of what's going on, which gives us an advantage over many of the others out there who cannot see the spiritual implications of this battle that's going on today, and they think it has to do with ideology, or they think it has to do with oil, or they think it has to do with religion. It doesn't have to do with any of those things. Go right ahead, John.
Well, I think you hit it right on the head, and I frankly don't think that you and Mike were that far off in the end, because I think you're right that the people of Israel are being misled as well. And I do believe, though, that Israel is being used by this government as the excuse for much policy. And Israel is quite happy, or Israel's government is quite happy to play into that. And the two administrations are going hand-to-hand and into these policies, and I think, Mike, I think the figure isn't 30 million. I think it's more like 50 million American Christians who I've read. And I think that American Christians, the 50 million of them, my advice would be to read their Bibles. I think that, again, we support Israel, but we don't support Israel when it worships false idols. We don't support Israel in sin any more than I would support my Christian brother in sin. So when Israel steps over the line, I think that we as American Christians should ask it to toe the moral line, and we don't. And then we wonder why Muslims in the world think that we are standing behind Israel no matter what it does. They call us big Satan and Israel is little Satan. I think if we adhered to our Christian principles, we wouldn't be perceived that way so widely.
Well, I think, you know, this recent invasion of Lebanon, I mean, this was as phony as a $3 bill. Actually, there was an incident in Gaza where an Israeli soldier was kidnapped and his fellow Israeli soldiers wanted to go capture him back again. And their superiors wouldn't allow them to do it. And then, of course, the two Israeli soldiers that were supposedly the reason that Israel attacked Lebanon, I mean, I believe that they were left there to be captured, and now they had an excuse to go to war. And if you notice, they've never got the soldiers back. The war was as phony as a $3 bill, but what it did was, it killed an awful lot of Arabs. It destroyed a large part of Lebanon, really impoverished the people there. You know, literally hundreds of thousands of people were driven from their homes, and then they laced the whole countryside with carpet bombs that they got from us. How can you possibly justify that? Carpet bombs are used, or cluster bombs are used certainly for against civilians, not against the military. So what we are doing, even though it's very difficult for people to believe this, but what we are doing is intentionally trying to inflame the whole Islamic world against this. When you begin to understand that, well, you can begin to see what's going on. This is what Abu Ghraib is about. This is what Guantanamo is about. This is why we have made the mess we have out of Afghanistan and Iraq. Our leaders are not stupid. Our military could have taken care of this long ago, but they were never allowed to. We weren't allowed to win the war in Iraq any more than we were allowed to win the war in Vietnam. And it has all been a scam, and the American people haven't figured it out yet because they don't understand what happened in Vietnam, that was a scam as well. And until people begin to understand we're up against organized evil, none of this makes sense because we find it difficult. Why would anybody want to do these things and kill all these people and actually, you know, support torture? When you understand that there are spiritual forces that are energizing the people who are really pulling the strings, and they talk about how you see the politicians, but we pull the strings behind those politicians. And everything, the world is a stage. You see the puppets out there, but you don't understand who's pulling the strings or why they do things that just don't make sense. And they should begin to understand that there is a script that's being followed, and I think we're well on our way towards times that will really try men's souls. Go ahead, John.
Well, I don't know how to follow such astute comments, and again, I'm not trying to flatter. I think that you just really hit the nail right on the head there, Stan, because particularly when you talk about this government working toward, or the government, the worldly powers, working towards inciting a religious war between Islam and Christianity, that's exactly what's happening right now. And the facts you describe about Lebanon are exactly consistent with what I've researched. And interestingly, you can see how they prey on these incidents to work people up, not through just fear, but also through disinformation. Because although there were two Israeli soldiers taken hostage, and yes, it probably was deliberately allowed to happen and appears to have been pre-planned, and Americans don't like to believe that. I guess you're right. They don't remember Tonkin Gulf and other incidents in our past. But in retaliation for that, Israel launching an invasion into Lebanon, Hezbollah then started launching its rockets into Israel. The way it was presented in much of the mainstream press over time was that Israel had invaded Lebanon as a response to Hezbollah rocket attacks, but exactly the opposite was true. The media really hypes up the few Israeli soldiers and citizens who are killed and seems to turn a blind eye to the thousands of Palestinians who are killed in what are really occupied lands. And to have America be the arbiter of peace in that region, when we have been the strong arm behind Israel for 60 years and have been the provider, as you're right, of the carpet bombs and the munitions that they have used against those civilians, many of them Christian, and the horrific tactics that they are using, while our press blocks out all of that truth, it very much allows both, it inflames the Muslim world against us, and then when they react, we call them inhuman, evil. They would blow themselves up. Well, I think Americans, if they remember the Revolutionary War, we didn't even go that far. But I think eventually we might have blown ourselves up too if we had enough British troops coming into our homes or we felt threatened the way they do. So you're absolutely right that what we're doing, without regard to the Jewish or the Christian people of the world, or what we're doing, what our government is doing, is fomenting a religious war. And the Iraq War, as you know, I explained in the book, very much matches the definition of a crusade. And now we hear more and more, particularly in the last few months, I've seen a great deal in the media demonizing all of Islam as hateful and wanting to kill all infidels. And we have 3 million Muslims in this country, 1.2 billion worldwide. Even if that were a true characterization of their religion, which it isn't, it's like painting all Christians as Branch Davidians. But even if that were true, Christ would teach us to respond in different ways than to try to use it as an excuse to blow up their children and to destroy their infrastructure all in the name of preemption. It's just absurd, and if nothing else, morally, it is not Christian. It cannot be defended in Christ. And that's why I wrote this book, and that's why this message is so important, and that's why what you're doing, sir, is so important. And I see you're clearly on that page.
God bless you, John. I'm looking forward to having you on, and if you hope we can get you on a regular basis. I would simply point out, the question is, are we using Israel, or is Israel using the United States, or both governments are being controlled by the same evil people? We'll be right back. Thanks, John.
American Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, bath safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
The war on terrorism. Will it be fought overseas, or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time I just want to mention, you pretty can't understand what's going on in the Middle East today unless you understand what happened in Vietnam. And we put together a special. We've actually tracked down a lot of good copies of Kiss the Boys Goodbye, Monica Jensen Stevenson's wonderful story of Vietnam, the men we abandoned there, and of course the fact that so much of Vietnam had to do with the CIA's involvement in drugs, just as so much of what's going on in Afghanistan today has to do with the CIA's involvement in drugs. Vietnam was a CIA operation. Iraq and Afghanistan are a CIA operation. Henry Kissinger ran the war in Iraq. Pardon me, ran the war in Vietnam, and he's running the war over there, and he's the man that George Bush and Dick Cheney look to for direction. But you have to really understand the background of Vietnam before you can understand what is going on in the Middle East today. So we've got these books. They're $21.95 each. Now, the sooner you get one, why, the better copies you'll get, and a lot of them still have the dust jacket on them. So you can order the book for $21.95. That's Kiss the Boys Goodbye. It's been out of print many years. It's been actively suppressed. Up in Canada, they just accidentally shredded 5,000 copies of the book. In fact, there are no softbound copies of the book available. All we have are the hardbound copies. But we do hope you want to get our 4-tape set that goes with that. It's called The Men We Left Behind. I know Colonel Ray is a good friend of mine. Told me that when he actually listened to those tapes, he was driving in Washington D.C. and he had to cover, pull over to the side because he was weeping. He was in Vietnam. He knew about those boys we abandoned there. The 4-tape set you can get, and of course, if you get the special, the Kiss the Boys Goodbye special, you'll get both the book and the 4-tape set at a reduced price. So it's Kiss the Boys Goodbye and The Men We Left Behind. You can get them separately or at a reduced price if you get them together. We're doing the same thing with Spite House. We have softbound copies of Spite House. And we're selling them, I believe, for $6.95, but you can get the special for, I think, $24.95, both the four-tape set and the book. That's the story of Bobby Garwood. That's the 4-tape set, One Man Return. So if you'd like to get these, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my 4-tape set, of course, on Vietnam. To understand, we financed the North Vietnamese all during the war. How else was that little tiny country going to be able to keep that war going for 10 long years? We need an enemy. We needed a distraction. We needed someone to hate. At that time was the communists. Now it's it's Osama bin Laden living over there in the cave, who's threatening to come over here and take away our freedom if we don't let George Bush take it away. But understand, behind all of this, there are powerful special forces. You may want to get our Vietnam special. That's available through Radio Liberty. It's actually several books. It's actually three 4-tape sets, as I remember. We do hope many of you want to help us get Dr. Dennis Cuddy's book, Secret Records Revealed, back in print. And you can do that by calling us and ordering a case of his books at $149.95 plus shipping. And as soon as they're printed, well, you'll get a case of Secret Records Revealed, certainly one of the most important books I have in my library. And it's been updated with both an index and with an epilogue. And, of course, it's a good weapon. It's a very good method that you will have to reach others. A very well-written book. And, of course, as you know, Dr. Dennis Cuddy is a good friend of mine. We talk almost on a daily basis. I've never met him, but he's sort of like a brother. So you'd be helping him. You'd be helping us. If you order a case of Dr. Dennis Cuddy's books, Secret Records Revealed. Then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. It's available. And you can get the DVD as well, or the videotape of that. It's all the same story. And it talks about the spiritual battle behind the scenes that's manipulating everything. It's manipulating the Israeli government. It's manipulating our government. Don't get trapped into hating anybody. If you're a Christian, we have to recognize that this is a spiritual battle being played on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. Please pray for America.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particle.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But please do not call unless we ask for calls, because we have today our good friend, Dr. Michael Kaufman. And we're going to be talking about a great new DVD he's come up with. And I've watched it. In fact, part of it I've watched a second time, because there is so much great information in this that will help you to be able to begin to put together what you are seeing transpiring in the world we live in. And, of course, biblical prophecy and what is taking place in the other dimension, where there truly are demonic forces that are directing world events. So with that as background, Dr. Michael Kaufman, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Stan. I'm glad to be back with you.
All right. We did a program this morning, so I'm going to let Michael just start talking about his DVD. He does a great job with it. Go right ahead.
You know, Stan, as I indicated earlier, that I have been working in this, as you have, for many, many years, and have had this wealth of information that I sometimes give in talks, depending upon what kind of audience I have. And it just occurred to me that our church, Christian church in general, is totally ignorant as to what is happening concerning prophecies and the end times. And much of what we're seeing around us, even though you may not understand it as such based on what you see on the evening news or in the newspaper, etc., is actually being fulfilling prophecy that was given by Daniel, John, and Revelation, and other prophets of the Old Testament. And so I actually had just completed an 11-week study on prophecy that I teach every once in a while to our community, anybody that's interested. And I decided to take about three or four of the top actual prophecies concerning the end times and do a DVD on them. And that's what started me on this about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, and have been very busy implementing it since that time, working on it. And those four prophecies concerned the issue of the... I just drew a blank here.
Well, of course, one of them was, of course, Daniel's prophecy.
Daniel's prophecy, chapter one or chapter two, of the iron mixed with clay and the ten toes... The ten horns of Daniel and Revelation, what we consider generally, in just speaking about it in general, the ten nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, actually have actual quotes from the various occult literature and so forth of exactly what that 666 is supposed to mean. I don't know if I've ever heard it anywhere else, and yet it has been in publication now for, well, since 1960. And I thought it was time to tell the church that, hey, we're there. We are seeing many of the Old and New Testament prophecies being fulfilled that concern the end days.
Well, of course, what Michael has done is taken many of the writings of people like Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, and Foster Bailey, who was Alice Bailey's husband. Alice was a Luciferian who organized the Lucius Trust. And, of course, if you go to their website today and some of their front organizations, you'll find some of the most powerful and wealthy people in the world are affiliated with a new group of world servers, which is simply a front for the Lucius Trust, which is a Luciferian organization. And Michael has actually taken the writings of many of these groups, and, you know, from their books, he'll give you the page, you can go there and read it for yourself. And you'll be fascinated with the information he has. He had a lot of information I didn't have, that's why I wanted to watch it a second time, and we'll be right back here. Well, Michael, you picked the story up. Oh, this is Dr. Stan here, and I guess this afternoon is Dr. Michael Kaufman. And Dr. Kaufman has worked extensively on the environmental issues, but not simply environmental issues, but the whole spiritual battle in which we're engaged. He's had a couple of very unique opportunities. One was to be instrumental in blocking the biodiversity treaty, which the occultists were trying to get through back in the early 90s. It was a treaty that was decided at in 1992 secondary summit and would have transformed the way we live. And about four people working in the United States Senate blocked that, and then a decade later in 2002, why, of course, Michael was over in Africa I think that was probably the fourth Earth Summit. There was 1992, the second of 1992, that was plus five, and then, of course, the 2002, which was the fourth Earth Summit, and there he was able to be instrumental in blocking the actual acceptance of the Earth Charter as the new guide for the world. So I'm going to let Michael pick up this story. He's been on the front lines of this battle, and he's put together a great DVD, which we're going to be carrying, called World Events. And what's the full title of it, Michael?
World Events and Prophecy.
World Events and Prophecy. So you pick up the story.
Well, one of the things that has always fascinated me is Daniel chapter 2 and the clay mixed with iron feet and toes. Obviously, the 10 toes of the 10 nation confederacy is described in Daniel 7 and Revelation 13 and 17, the 10 horns. But the clay mixed with iron, as far as the feet are concerned, showing the disintegration of the Roman Empire back in the 4th century, is exactly what, of course, happened in the Roman Empire, and yet to have the 10 toes made of the same thing. What does that mean? And what we're seeing here, as you've discussed on your program many times, Stan, is a group of about five different power factions in the world. You've talked many times about the Anglo-American faction made up of the banking community, the U.S. Federal Reserve and the Bank of England and their cronies and so forth, and how much they actually influence or even control in many respects our government, our school systems, our judicial system, the environmental movement, you name it. They are behind the whole thing. Then you have the socialist Europeans, which are led by Germany and France. If you've ever wondered why in the world Germany and France seems to oppose us so many times and some of the exploits that we do around the world, it's because that they're trying to undercut us in this socialist European faction. And what you're seeing in the evening news is just a very, very small portion of what they're trying to do behind the scenes.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Kaufman's talking about this prophecy of Daniel, about the time, this member of the giant that's described, he describes in Nebuchadnezzar, but the feet are made of a mixture of iron and clay, which suggests there are going to be 10 separate kingdoms that are perhaps very, very weak, because none of them, of course, are made of steel, or iron, as the upper parts of the body. You pick up the story there, please.
Yeah, and there's three other factions, the Russians, the Chinese, and of course we all discovered, although it had been going on for a long time before it became apparent to us, the Arab faction, or the Islamic faction, on 9/11. I mean, that's when we all of a sudden realized saw the actual fruits of what they were trying to do. And so you have these various power centers vying for power. It's not that these others do not want a world government. They all want a world government. It's just that they want to be in control of it. And they will do anything to undercut some of the other factions to put themselves closer to the top of the power structure. And I believe that is why we're seeing this iron mixed with clay, it's going to be very powerful. You and I, especially those as Christians, are going to be persecuted very strongly, and it's going to not allow any kind of dissent around the world. But at the same time, it's going to be very weak, just as Daniel chapter 2, verses 42 and 43 actually indicate. And eventually it's going to fragment, as we're describing, as it's described in Revelation 13 and 17, or 18. So we're seeing this happen right now. The other side of the issue, this 10-nation confederacy was first brought out in the Club of Rome in the early 1970s, this 10 different kingdoms, that is now actually happening around the world. In the 2002, just before the World Summit on Sustainable Development in Johannesburg, Monterrey, Mexico hosted another United Nations meeting called the Finance for Development and the Environment in Monterrey, Mexico, in which they basically designed a process to build a series of financial regions. Right now, there are 8 on the scene. There's probably going to be 2 more coming out over the next year or two to make 10. Is this the 10-nation confederacy? I think it has a very good chance at this particular point in time, and I go into great detail describing what is actually happening. And as you have probably had on your program already, the discussion of what is happening with the North American Union is just one of those that is coming out. And yet 99% of the American people have never even heard of this, and yet it's supposed to be fully in place by the year 2010. It is a shocking thing because it basically will obliterate our sovereignty, the constitutional protections that we have, and everything else that goes along with it. And you and I, or most of you in the listening audience, are probably the only ones that are even aware of it.
Well, I think it's so important for people to understand that they are setting up trading blocks throughout the world with the idea you're going to prosper from free trade. But, of course, to have the free trade, you have to, as a nation, give up your sovereignty and any guarantees you have of freedom that are associated with that. So they've set one up in Europe. They're setting them up in Africa, in Asia, certainly. The ASEAN nations are setting them up. They're certainly setting them up in South America. And, of course, one is being set up at the present time here in North America. And it is a North American trading bloc. It was agreed to on the 23rd of March of last year when President Bush and President Vicente Fox and Premier Paul Martin, who was the leader of Canada at that time, went to a Council on Foreign Relations-sponsored task force meeting in Waco, Texas, and agreed to begin to merge our countries. And you never heard of this. Of course I'm not going to tell you that, because most Americans want to preserve their freedom. And while our attention is focused on the war in Iraq, we are losing our national sovereignty here at home, which is why the Bush administration wants amnesty, why they refuse to, you know, enforce our border security, why they have a catch-and-release program. Once you understand that the real goal is the destruction of America, then everything going on really makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does. And it was one of the things that we've gotten back in comments on this DVD, that those who have bought it already, is that even though they may have really in-depth knowledge of what is happening in different segments of this agenda, this DVD puts it together in a way that most people have never thought of it before and starts to make some sense out of what is actually happening. And more importantly, I think, even though many in your listening audience are aware of many of these things that are going on, I have done it deliberately in a way that is not offensive to someone who is actually out there and is ignorant, was a scoffer at what you, who know what's going on, try to tell them, and they scoff at it. And one of my hopes is that I put this in a way, done this in a way that will draw them in and prove to them that there is something that is going on that they need to look at without offending them.
And of course, I thought your section there, where you actually take one of Lou Dobbs' programs, Lou Dobbs of CNN, where he actually is talking about this North American partnership, or the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and you can just see how exasperated he is. He's wondering, why isn't anybody concerned that we're in the process of losing our national sovereignty? And that, and the part that you have where you actually have taken interviews with doctors who are actually injecting the chips into people, these chips that will allow them to be read by simply a monitor.
Absolutely. I think that it's very important to realize that there are some, even in the very liberal media like Lou Dobbs on CNN, I never expected to have this break in the liberal media within CNN. I thought maybe it'd come out in Fox, but not CNN. And yet CNN has been on this story right from its inception in 2005. And we were able to buy the copyrights for producing that segment of the Lou Dobbs show on July 21st of this year.
And I really think that adds so much to the DVD. It really did.
Yes, it does. It really does show, and he starts out very interestingly. I think what makes it very powerful, he says, the president of this United States is basically trashing the Constitution and all of our founding fathers, and it goes right on down the litany of what you and I have been talking about for 10 years or more, and basically saying that this thing is going to destroy America as we know it. Almost the exact words that he uses. And so it's really important for, I think, the average American who may not have seen that particular episode of his program to realize that this is really, really important. It's ironic, Stan, one of the things that I've never fully understood is why the American people have very low regard for the media, be it the printed media or the television media, is down there about the same level as politicians as far as trust is concerned, but yet unless it's on the liberal media, they don't believe it.
Well, at least, of course, after they see your DVD, why, they will believe it. And here's Lou Dobbs talking about this effort to destroy our nation. And ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that Iraq and Afghanistan are a great diversion, just as Vietnam was a great diversion. And while our attention was focused on Vietnam, why they took God and prayer and out of our schools and found a woman had a right to abortion and changed our immigration laws and they began to centralize all power in Washington, D.C. and literally gutted our Constitution. And now, of course, as our attention is focused on Iraq and Afghanistan, why, they're creating the North American community. That's what they say. And, of course, you can get the writings, certainly in Dr. Corsi's writings. We carry a wonderful book and a couple of tape sets on this subject. They're available from Radio Liberty. You need to get the information, although I think you'll want to get Dr. Kaufman's video, because it really gives you tremendous insight, not only about what's happening geopolitically, but what's happening spiritually. And I think the strength of this is that Dr. Kaufman is the only person I know, other than myself, who really goes into the backgrounds of these occultists and tells you what they say. And because you have it all right up there on the screen, you've taken right out of the pages of their books.
Yes, and I think that is one of the things that I have always done, Stan, is that I only use their words in describing what they're trying to do. And I think it's one of the reasons that's protected me from attack on their part is that they can't refute what I'm saying. Anytime they refute it, I just pull out what they say themselves, and then they're really eating crow. So they choose basically to ignore me in trying to implement this agenda when I'm trying to expose it, because I'm not saying anything more than what they're saying themselves.
Well, you do an excellent job of it. So why don't you just perhaps, you actually go so much into the background of the writings of Alice Bailey. Maybe you could tell our listeners just a little bit about Alice Bailey, because she's a pivotal individual in this whole unfolding drama, and most people have never heard of her.
Again, and I think that's by design, obviously, it is one of the most powerful occult organizations in the world, not let alone the United States. She is a student of Helena Blavatsky of the Theosophical Society, who started the Theosophical Society, and she moved to the United States in the early 1920s and began to build what she called initially Lucifer Trust, and because to her, Lucifer is the enlightened one, the wisdom of the earth, and is God, and basically builds Lucifer up as God, and as Helena Blavatsky did, tears down the biblical God to as something that is very bad and evil. And so what she has done is reversed the poles as to who really is God. And they honestly do revere Satan. That is what they really want. That's why she called her organization Lucifer Trust. Obviously, that didn't fly very well in the United States because we were still a fairly strong Christian nation at the time. She wound up eventually calling it Lucifer Trust. And she began to write then a series of books, and I think they're either 24 or 26, I can't remember exactly what, but all of them were, she said, written actually by her ascended master, Dual Kull. And I go into detail on this in the DVD to describe this whole process. And
basically, she just channeled the books from this demonic spirit.
Yeah, she's just channeling.
And of course, these books are, very important to many key people in the world, because, of course, those people who worship her God will do very well. In fact, if you're in the music industry and you embrace Satanism, why, you'll end up being a millionaire. Or if you're in Hollywood and you embrace Satanism or Luciferianism or Gnosticism or these anti-Christian religions, you'll prosper. And if you stand up for God and country, why, of course, you'll be lucky to ever get a part again. And in Hollywood or on television, this is the reality of the world we live in today. Well, Michael, go right ahead.
Well, Alice Bailey, in the writing of these books, she said by her ascended master, Lucifer Truss, which she was just channeling, and we would call
it was Dwal Cool, was the fellow.
Dwal Cool, yes. Dwal Cool is basically a demon. I don't think there's any question, especially if you try to read very much of what she's written, because it's very disassociative. It's very hard to read. In fact, all of the occult writers, if you really try to read them, you'll go mad after a while, because they ramble. It's very hard to be coherent, and yet a real follower of them has no trouble at all reading what they're writing. They're in a whole different mind frame. If you've ever listened to Adolf Hitler or some of his ranting and raving speeches during World War II, it's hard to understand him. It's really hard to understand what he's saying, because he's rambling and making statements that just don't make any sense. And yet he had thousands, tens of thousands of people mesmerized as he was speaking to them. It had to be a spiritual type of thing to be able to mesmerize that many people with basically an incoherent message that he was speaking of. And he was an actual avid student of Madame Helena Blavatsky, and was picked up on a lot of her themes on persecution of the Jews. Alice Bailey goes into great detail about how the Jews must disappear. And, of course, she suggested to be done a lot more compassionately than Hitler did, but nonetheless, the time of the Jews are over, and they need to be done away with in order to usher in the Age of Aquarius that we're supposed to be in right now. They're very, very damaging books, in my opinion, and basically lay out what they call the plan, with a capital T and a capital P. And that plan is basically, one, to instill this religious belief over the entire planet, where Satan is God, and on the one hand, and where human beings are evolving into godhood. This is the same lie that deceived Eve in the Garden of Eden.
And I think what's so difficult for people to understand is this concept of dualism, this yin and yang. There really are people out there who believe there are two gods in the world.
Yep.
One of the god that the Christians worship, and the other is Lucifer, and this was what the Zoroastrians, they believed that there were two gods. One was the god of good, and one was the god of evil. The god of light, the god of darkness, the Manichaeans, the Marcians. I mean, this, of course, is what the Gnostics believe. This is what the Kabbalists believe. This was the secret knowledge, of course, that the Templars got their power from, and they were the richest force in Europe at one time. The Rosicrucians, the modern-day Masons. You read Morals and Dogma, and you can't understand it unless you understand this dualistic concept. There are two gods, and once you do, it all begins to open up. In fact, it gets a little scary when you begin to really understand what they're talking about.
Yes, it is, and it's frightening, the scope of what they want to do, and it does once you begin to understand it. And I give some examples in the DVD of some of the writings that show how much hatred, utter hatred, they have for true Christians, and why eventually there's going to be such an attack on Christian, anyone who is Christian, and such persecution during those last 7 years.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, this is an incredible, incredible story, and Dr. Kaufman's done a very good job, I think, in his DVD of approaching this and certainly tying this into what's happening in America as we build our own trade zone. Why is that important? Because it does away with the sovereignty of our country, and then when all the trade zones and zones are in place, they unite them all into the world government.
Yes.
Well, this is Arthur Stan. Our guest is Dr. Michael Kaufman, and please go right ahead, Michael.
It is an astonishing thing, Stan, to realize how far this agenda is advanced without us really understanding. Not, the vast majority of the Christian church has no knowledge of it. It's one of the things that I made this DVD, and hopefully that it'll be a good seller and will start penetrating the church with the information that is needed, because we are warned in the Bible when things start going south. There are many, many people who are Christians, who love God, who are going to be deceived. Jesus warned that even the elect would be deceived if it were possible. And the only way it's going to be impossible is if you really understand what's going on. And most Christians don't have a clue. And I've always said for the last 6 or 7 years that most Christians are going to, they're not spiritually prepared. They're not emotionally prepared for what might be coming. Many of them, well, I'm not going to get into the whole rapture problem and issue and so forth, but the thing is, regardless if there's a rapture or there isn't a rapture, the fact is that there's going to be heavy persecution of Christians even before a rapture if it were to occur. And the key part right here is that unless you are prepared, unless you know what's coming, you're going to be deceived. I can almost guarantee it. There's going to be some amazing things happen that are going to be literally impossible for you to believe unless they came from God. Well, they're not going to be coming from God. They're going to be coming from Satan, because he is the father of all lies, and we need to be prepared in case and when that happens, if it happens during our lifetime, and I think it has a good chance of actually doing that.
I certainly say, if you see everything in place, never before in time could the prophecies ever possibly come to pass, because they required that the Jews were going to return to the Holy Land. Now, the Jews have not returned to the Holy Land in faith. The majority of the people living in Israel today are secular Jews. They don't even believe, in the Torah and the teachings of Judaism. It's sort of, well, they're just sort of there. They feel that they have to be there. They've been drawn there, but I believe by a force that many of them don't even understand. And then there's never been a time in all recorded history where we could have a cashless society. And you could never neither buy nor sell, lest you had the mark of the beast or be known by the number of his name. And of course, so many things are coming to pass now that would have been impossible even 50 years ago. Everything is in place. Did it happen simply by accident? Is it just by chance? Or is there some sort of a divine script that's being unfolded here? A divine script from our Lord, and then of course Lucifer has his own plan for the world, and there's this conflict between them. I believe, of course, God is allowing these things to happen to the world and the terrible things to happen. Why shouldn't he? When we see what's going on in America and the way that the people of this country have betrayed all the wonderful gifts and advantages that God has given us here. So you pick up the story.
That is so true. I mean, I don't think there's ever been a nation in the history of mankind that has been so blessed by God as the United States, and we're just throwing it away. Basically snubbing our nose at God and saying, we don't care. All I want is this or that and the other thing. And interestingly enough, that leads us right into our discussion of the 666 of Revelation 13, because that's exactly what the occult literature says. That's what Alice Bailey says, is the 666 is basically materialism. And she breaks it down into both a number and a name, just like John said would happen. Exactly like John said would happen in Revelation 13. And not only that, but she goes on and she breaks it down into components as to what is going to what that 666 represents. And this is all in the DVD. And one aspect of it is the plan. The aspect of the plan is a six. And the way she gets at it is just mind-blowing. You can't make any sense out of it, but this is what she says represents the six. Another one is mankind is the six, and then the third six is mankind achieving godhood.
And of course, what you're really doing is quoting not what you believe, but Alice Bailey, who is probably one of the most influential Luciferians of the last century, was saying, and she died probably in the early 1950s after channeling all of these books. And you're actually quoting from one of those channeled books.
That's correct.
Coming from Joao Cool, who was a demonic spirit who lived, of course, inhabited Alice Bailey's very existence here on Earth.
Absolutely. And what you're really hearing is a demon speaking and a demon writing this down. Through Alice Bailey.
Okay, fine. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes. Now, the DVD is entitled World Events and Prophecy. That's World Events and Prophecy. And as Dr. Kaufman, of course, lays out what he has learned through all of his studies, and then, of course, begins to tie it into a biblical background of what's going on. And, of course, we are seeing the political events today that should point everybody to what's going on. But the average American has no idea what's happening, because you're not going to hear it on the media, at least most of the media. And unfortunately, they're not preparing the Christians in this country for the terrible suffering that lies ahead right here in the United States. Well, go ahead, Michael. We'll pick the story up from there.
Well, the other thing that I think we need to really be cognizant of is that in the beginning of the program, you mentioned how the four of us were able to stop the biodiversity treaty, and then what really impressed me when I was in Johannesburg in 2002 with the World Summit on Sustainable Development, we derailed the effort to implement the Earth Charter as the world's ethic system. Now, they call it the ethic system, but it's really the world religious system because it's based on pantheism. It's the whole religious belief that dominated the scene in the Old Testament days outside of Israel, the Jews themselves. It's the same belief system that existed there that God hated so despicably that he portrayed in the Old Testament. And came within just a few hours, just like the Biodiversity Treaty, we were within hours of having that accepted by consensus by the United Nations, the representatives at the World Summit on Sustainable Development, when the State Department, with a lot of discussion with over 100 people, I was really impressed with how many people were there to try to stop that very issue. It's not just known by just a few of us anymore. There's a lot of people that are aware of this and are putting a lot of energy into stopping this agenda to create this world religion. And we were able to get the State Department to pull that language out of the consensus document just a matter of hours before it was accepted by the plenary session the following morning by the delegates. And we came that close. But it shows you the fact that God can use almost anyone, if they're willing to serve him in the way that he is calling them specifically. You may not think that you have an important position or anything else, but you never know how God's going to use you.
And you know, the thing that really is so impressive is you were up against the most powerful men of the world. You were up against Mikhail Gorbachev, the former dictator of Russia, who still has a strong hold over Russia and so much of the world today and is deeply involved in the occult. You were up against Maurice Strong, as a multi-billionaire who at that time certainly was the most important man in the United Nations. And then against Stephen Rockefeller, the son of Nelson Rockefeller, who comes from a family that has countless billions of dollars and certainly is by far the single most powerful family in the United States, even though the American people are never told that. And here a few hundred people, I'm sure, you took all your wealth together. Why, of course, it would just be totally dwarfed by what you were up against.
Yeah, we pocket changed them.
But you were able to stop this. They'd been working for a decade to bring this about, and a few people, with God's help, were able to change the destiny of the world. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we were just talking about what happened in South Africa. It was the year 2002. It was the fourth Earth Summit meeting, and of course, all the power of all of the world's occultists was focused there, because this is what it's all about. It's about creating a world government, and they had a new Ten Commandments that has replaced the old Ten Commandments. It was called the Earth Charter. And it was placed in the Ark of Hope, which is the Luciferian counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. And they were going to slam dunk this thing right on through this meeting. And this was going to become the new moral foundation for the world, the Earth Charter, replacing
yes,
the Ten Commandments of God. So you pick up the story and tell how you were able to block that.
Well, you know, first of all, let me just describe what this Ark of Hope looks like. I do have it in the video. I actually showed the Ark of Hope and some of the occult symbolism that is adorned with. It's an amazing thing when you understand some of the occult symbolisms and see this Ark of Hope, it just sends chills down your back because it is just loaded, loaded with pictures and so forth that have special occult meanings. I only talk about a few of them, and yet it is a powerful, powerful symbology of what they're hoping to achieve. Because, you know, one of the things that they're after is that they're after peace and supposedly love and so forth, except that they're looking at it through Satan, thinking that he is going to be able to bring peace and love to the world when we know that he is the father of all lies and the destroyer. They are backing the wrong person, and they are utterly and totally deceived, and it's shown in this symbolism on the Ark of Hope, and I go into some detail, not a whole lot of detail, just don't have time, to explain to anyone who views it what this means. And it was on the floor of the plenary session when they were discussing implementing this and putting it into the consensus document and so forth. And I have pictures of that, too, that show how this was actually going to be implemented and what we did. Actually, I didn't have all that much to do with it, Stan. I had a lot to do with stopping the Biodiversity Treaty. But I was just one of several hundred, or at least over 100 people that were there and working and talking with representatives of the State Department, showing them what is actually meant behind this Earth Charter, how it has gone through several evolutions of language. For instance, one of the things that first came out in the year 1992 when it was first submitted to the first Earth Summit in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro was that the Earth is alive. And they meant literally alive because that's what they believe, that they believe the Earth is part of God. It's a living, sentient being. If you've heard of the Gaia Hypothesis, there you are. There's part of the whole concept of what they're trying to do. They've gone from that, which was so pantheistic that none of the nations would accept it. It was put off to the side, and Maurice Strong and Mikhail Gorbachev, as you said, picked it up then and started to wordsmith it over the next 10 years. And in 2000, it finally came out and was accepted by the powers that be and was entered in 2002 as acceptance by the United Nations. And as we went through this process of showing exactly what this Earth Charter was designed to do, and not only that, but had that been accepted, you would have seen by this time a brand new treaty that would have come out, would have been the Covenant on Environment and Development that the IUCN, the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, had written back in, I think, 1995 or thereabouts, I can't remember the exact date, that would have put legal teeth into everything that the Earth Charter represented. So here you would have had a treaty that would have been imposed upon the world that would have provided the legal teeth to enforce this religion on every single person, including all churches and pastors. They made that very clear in the late 1990s on their website as to what this was intended to do. And I have all that in the DVD as well. It is a very, very powerful thing that we didn't really stop it. God stopped it because God, you know, all the powers in the world can fight against God. And nothing's going to happen until it's in his timing that it happened. And it wasn't in his timing. So you just never know what God is going to use you for until you step out and say, here I am, use me the way you want me to be used. And, well, first of all, we stopped the Biodiversity Treaty, which would have stopped a horrible implementation of this religious belief in the United States back in 1994. And in 2002, I didn't have a whole lot to do with that, but I was a part of a much larger group that convinced the State Department to have that language removed and prevented this new world religion from being implemented.
And, of course, we're talking about the people who have literally tens of billions of dollars aligned against you, and all the spiritual forces, all the demonic forces in the world were focused there on Johannesburg, South Africa in 2002 because they wanted to bring in the new Ten Commandments. That's what they call it, the Earth
That's
Charter.
Right.
Most Americans have never heard of it, of course. If you can go up on the Internet and pull it down, or if you don't have access to it, we'll be glad to send you a copy and understand that this is a new plan for the redistribution of wealth throughout the world, for the impoverishment of the American people, but this new spirituality that will replace the old spirituality, those outmoded beliefs in God and Christ and, you know, that so many people hold. This was to change everything, And it failed. That's the most amazing thing. And you see God's hand in that. Just a few people, you know, maybe 100 people, aligned against this whole world occult movement with literally hundreds of millions of people praying, you know, that this will succeed.
Yes. You know, with God, all things are possible. And I really, you know, after I've seen these two things happen, and other things too, but especially these two things, being able to bring an international agenda onto its knees. Now, eventually it's going to succeed. When it's time, God will let it succeed. But until it's time, you and I can be God's instruments to keep it from happening. And that's what I'm hoping will come out of this DVD, is as people get educated. It's not hard to figure out what they're going to do next once you understand what their agenda is. Now, this DVD, it doesn't share the whole agenda. There's no way that any one book or DVD or video or anything else can possibly explain the whole agenda. But if you start availing yourself and reading and looking at these this material, you'll begin to put together a picture of what they're doing. And we, you know, one of the things that one of the reasons I was able to stop the biodiversity treaty is I knew exactly what they were doing. They had been advertising it for years. And I have, of course, a PhD in ecosystems analysis and was able to put it all together. And once I realized that the same people that wrote that treaty also wrote the Wildlands Project, which they were hoping to implement, and taking one half of the United States into putting that into wilderness areas, it was not hard to figure out what they were planning on doing. And we were able to get it stopped in the U.S. Senate just an hour before it was the cloture vote was to be done. It's not hard to figure it out once you begin to understand. And God has a spot for each and every person in his body to be able to function in a way that's going to glorify him as well as carry out what he wants to see done at that particular moment in time.
I think, you know, as most people see what's going on today, they sort of shake their heads and they see a lot of things just don't make sense. I mean, we had to deregulate electricity to bring the price of electricity down, and it skyrocketed. And, of course, why, of course, we're tearing out dams that create hydroelectric power, you know, and driving the price of electricity up even further. In fact, before long, we're not going to be able to afford a lot of the, you know, the living standards that we have, the gas, dependent upon gas and natural electricity, because they want to lower our living standards. When you understand that, it all makes sense. If you look at it logically, it sure doesn't.
No, it doesn't, because why in the world would why would President Bush basically invite an invasion of illegal aliens? Why would he do that? Well, if you understood that he's always had a long-term goal since the very day of his inauguration back in 2000 or 2001, that he was going to implement or begin the process of implementing this North American Union, it probably wasn't called that then, but at the same time, he knew that he wanted to integrate Canada, the United States, and Mexico. That was already made apparent when we signed NAFTA. It was just a matter of time to take before it went to the next level, in which case, once that happens, we no longer have a division of borders, and there's no point in trying to keep those people out. In fact, the more we invite in, the more influence they have on the political process, the more they're likely to vote for people who are going to tell them what they want to hear rather than the truth, and the more they're going to be able to have the power to implement what they want to do. It all makes sense.
I mean, if you're looking at it logically, why should we be spending 10% of the budget here in the state of California financing people who are in our state illegally? Why aren't we trying to get the lawbreakers out of our country? Because that's not the plan. The plan, of course, is to bankrupt our state and to bankrupt our country. And, of course, to have a multicultural, multilingual society with free migration from, really, of course, right now it's Mexico, but soon it'll be all of Central America, and I think they'd like to bring in South America. They probably won't be able to do that, but at least Central America. And we'll just all be one big happy family where our socialistic system will go bankrupt, providing social benefits and free education for all these people from underdeveloped countries and raise our living standards to theirs.
And, you know, I have to be careful of what I say here because I do not want to give the wrong impression. We're facing with three different cultures. Canada, the culture in Canada is more aligned with ours, but yet it's quite different. If you go up to Canada, you'll find that their culture is quite different. But when you get down to Mexico, it is radically different. Radically different. In fact, the whole government is corrupt and is based after a feudal model of a few families in control. The whole system Mexicans, when they're educated and grow up, have no concept of what it takes to have, develop a free system. There are many Mexicans, you know, I have friends that are Latinos. I'm not saying it's the individuals. I'm saying that when they come in, that they have a whole different world view than you and I. And as far as they're concerned, they're going to vote for anyone who gives them what they want. And if they promise them the moon, they'll vote for them. And as a consequence, when they become citizens, as they ultimately will, eventually you'll find all these illegal aliens will have citizenship papers, even though right now they can collect Social Security and all our social benefits. Eventually they will, and of course when that happens, then you've got a tremendous number of people that will basically vote the way this cartel wants them to vote, and that'll be the snapping jaws as our freedoms disappear through into history.
And of course the thing is that they're being manipulated, the Mexicans are being manipulated. Of course they're being manipulated. I mean, they're just pawns of this game, exactly as we are, and they don't understand they're being manipulated any more than the average American does. But behind all of this is this spiritual force that first of all wants to unite the North America. They've already united Europe and the other areas of the world. And then once they're all, of course, united in national sovereignty, it's simply a remembrance of things past. They'll unite the whole world into this one world government, ruled by the Antichrist. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're very open about it in their writings, but you're never going to hear this discussed by Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or on Fox News, and certainly they're never going to see this on Oprah or any of the other things that are there not to reveal what's going on, but simply to entertain you ultimately to death.
You know, that's one of the things, and I don't have it in this video, unfortunately. I didn't think to add it until after the fact. But Carol Quigley, back in 1966, when he published Tragedy and Hope, he basically said that there, in the future, the elite are going to be running the country, and everyone else is going to be entertained in a circus type of atmosphere with all the sports and with all the entertainment. And so everything that he said was going to happen in the future back in 1966 is reality today. They are doing it. We are so caught up either with our working or with our pleasures that we have no time to discern what is happening to our freedoms.
And even if you try to find it out, where would you go for the information? You go to the local library? Most of the books that we talk about are not there. Try to get Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. And certainly Dr. Kaufman quotes from that rather extensively. Professor Quigley was a professor at both Harvard and Princeton before he went to Georgetown University, where he taught Bill Clinton who runs the world and how he could become president. But Professor Quigley writes about so much of what's going on today. His book was so good, somebody came in and bought up his publisher and destroyed the place to the first half of the book. And if you find that difficult to believe, we have an interview with Professor Quigley where he tells that story. And, of course, you can get that through Radio Liberty. The book is now available, and that's another story in itself. But actually, he tells so much of what's going on because he was part of it. And, of course, he was allowed to go through their secret records and secret files. And he talks about that on page 950 of his book. But Dr. Kaufman goes extensively through the things that Professor Quigley wrote, not because he was being critical of what was going on, but because he thought the people ought to understand our rulers, and we should simply go right along with it, because they knew what was best for us common folks. And he referred to us, people like you and me, Michael, as the petty bourgeois who voted for Barry Goldwater. Remember that?
Yeah. It is amazing how he could have been so explicit. The only thing he really doesn't get into is the occult side of what we're talking about here tonight, because you cannot separate the two, but he did not touch that with a 10-foot pole, and I'm not sure why he didn't.
I don't think he understood it.
Known about it.
I really don't think. I went back to Georgetown University. I spent weeks going through his papers. He had no idea that anything spiritual. He was an intellectual. He was an atheist. And because he didn't understand why, he missed the greatest story of all time. In fact, of course, I just simply took what he had written and built upon it, coming from a Christian point of view, because he had all the facts. He just couldn't connect the dots.
He couldn't connect the dots. He couldn't see where it was taking him. And the fact that we are racing towards probably ultimately Armageddon, as described in Revelation. When that happens, we don't know, because Jesus said that we would never know. He didn't even know at the time as to when this was going to be. But he says, look at the signs of the times. When these things begin to happen, take notice and begin to be prepared, because the time is near. And as we have described here tonight, the time, I think, is very near. Many of these prophecies are being fulfilled right before our eyes, and most of people, 99% of all Christians, don't have a clue.
As it was in the days of Noah. Remember that? As it was in the days of Noah. And what was it in the days of Noah? The society was corrupt, totally corrupt.
Yes, absolutely. More concerned with themselves and pleasure, things of pleasure and so forth, than they were the things of God. And that's where we are today. I never thought I'd ever see that, Stan, in my lifetime. I wasn't even a Christian at that time when I was thinking these thoughts as a teenager back in the 1950s and early 60s. I really didn't think we'd ever see some of the things that, you know, I knew. I was aware of the Bible. I'd gone to Sunday school and so forth. And I thought for sure we'd never see any of those things in our lifetime. And here we are, right in the thick of it.
Well, I think we're fortunate because you have the ability to write and have a voice on radio, and certainly we have an ability to share what we've learned. And actually, of all the people out there that are talking, I can only think of one or two others that have the grasp of what's going on that you do.
Well, thank you. Between us and, you know, those who are on the radio and writing and so forth, we are getting the message out, and more people are becoming aware of what is happening.
Amen to that. Will you hang on? Our guest is Michael Kaufman. Michael, let's get your website out.
It's www.discerningtoday.org.
That's discerningtoday.org, and there's a lot of great newsletters there, a lot of great information. And do you have any of your books still available?
Yes, we still have all of our books except the very first one, Environmentals and the Dawn of Aquarius and the Twilight and the New Dark Age. That's out of print, but we still have Saviors of the Earth and the New World Order and so forth.
Yeah, well, go there. These are excellent books. We recommend them. Well, Michael, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
My charge, I guess, to those in the listening audience is not to only listen. I think it's fantastic that Stan has this program and you can listen and keep up with what's going on. But we need to also be sensitive to what God is calling us to do. No matter how trivial that is, it's important in the body of Christ. And we need to realize that this battle, number one, is a spiritual battle. Even I, who know that very well, even I get caught up in what we see going on in the world today. It's very easy for me to lose sight of the fact that we're dealing with the spiritual principalities and powers of this dark age and start focusing on people and events rather than on the spiritual forces behind it. We just can't afford to do that. I have to keep constantly reminding myself that we're not battling against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. And that's where our focus should be in our prayers and God seeking us to, or seeking God as to what we should do individually and corporately through your church. And one of the things that I'm hoping to do with this DVD is for you to get it, and then when you should see it and realize its value, to give it to someone else who is skeptical in your church or in your family member or whatever, because it is backed up with all kinds of documentation that you cannot refute. I cannot be refuted. It's real. And they may not believe it initially, but the fact is, it will start to get them to thinking, well, maybe there is something going on I need to be involved in.
I wish it weren't real, Michael, because then I could go back to just being retired, maybe go fishing, but it is real, and and it's all well documented there. And you can get many of the sources. We actually carry some of the source material. We even carry some of the occult books here. We don't put them on a regular catalog, because we don't want anybody to think that we're recommending them, but we do carry them for researchers who really want to know what's going on. There really is demonic forces in the world. There really is a spiritual battle going on. And it's about time that God's people understood what's happening, and that's Michael's job, and that's my job. And Chris's DVD is entitled World Events and Prophecy. That's World Events and Prophecy. And you got about 30 seconds to wrap up the program.
Well, I would just encourage you to be involved in whatever capacity that you can be. Be aware. Help share this information, especially with other Christians, because I'm really concerned that other Christians are going to be blown out of their spiritual saddles when things begin to go south. There's going to be a great deception coming, and they're going to be deceived, because it's going to be amazing. There's no question about it. we need to be well grounded in what God has told us is going to happen in order to fight it off.
And if you think that you're going to be raptured up before something bad happens, what happens if the rapture comes 50 years after America's been destroyed? What's going to happen to the faith of the American people who put their faith in the rapture? Thanks so much, Michael.
Yes. Right.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we were just talking about the rapture. And so many people, as a matter of faith, believe they're going to be raptured out before anything bad happens to Christians. That's just what the German people believed, too, back in the 1930s and the 1940s. And I would like to say, where in the Bible does it say that nothing as bad is going to happen to the people of America who've turned their back on God? And I like to say, if you believe in the pre-tribulation rapture, what are you going to say if the rapture happens 20 years after America has been destroyed and tens, if not hundreds of millions of people have been destroyed in this country? What do you think is going to happen to the faith of the people who put their faith in the rapture rather than our Lord Jesus Christ? And so our plea to you is get the information. Now, if you'd like to get Dr. Kaufman's video, pardon me, it's a DVD, it's World Events and Prophecy. We do carry it. That's World Events and Prophecy. It's very well done. Got some excellent sections in it. Interview with Lou Dobbs and with doctors who are actually injecting the chips into people right now. Because isn't it convenient? Why, we can identify you. We don't even have to ask your name. We just have to run this little machine over you, and we know everything about you. Is it going on? Yes, it's going on today. You'll actually see the doctors who are actually doing this and injecting the chips into people. And then, of course, we want to mention, of course, that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. If you believe in what we're doing, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to help us get Dr. Cuddy's book, Secret Records Reveal, reprinted, of course, with an index and with an epilogue that brings it right up to date, you can get a full case of his books, pre-publication, for $149.95 plus shipping. That's a case of Dr. Cuddy's books. And, of course, it's almost a 300-page book. I think it will be by the time we get it all put together. But it's an excellent book. It's one you want to have, and you want to be able to give them out to other people. So if you'd like to get a pre-publication case, why, remember, we're not going to actually print them until we've got the pledges. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we've got some great new four-tape sets that go into this whole move to unite the North American community that you're never going to hear about. One of them is called Globalism, the Secret Threat. The other is called the North American Community, the Demise of National Sovereignty. We carry Dr. Michael Kaufman's excellent book, The Minutemen, pardon me, I should say Dr. Jerome Corsi's excellent book, The Minutemen, and it goes into this whole movement to do away with American sovereignty. This is not an imaginary threat. The imaginary threat is what's going on over in Iraq and Afghanistan, not a threat imaginary to the people who are being sent over there to die. They're being sent over in a war they're not being allowed to win. Why do you think they would never give them enough men to do that? Who is financing the insurgents? Who's financing the Taliban who are killing our forces in Afghanistan? Why, they're being financed by Pakistan. And who's financing Pakistan? Why, the same people who financed the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. Good old Uncle Sam. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that nothing as it appears to be. Incidentally, we now have copies of a book which has been out of print and actively suppressed for many years, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, by Monica Jensen Stevenson. Now, the used copies, we got them off of Amazon, and we bought up all the supply of the hardbound we could find at a reasonable price. We're offering them at $21.95, but we hope you'll want to get the four-tape set that goes with them, and it's called The Men We Left Behind. You need to understand that we abandoned several thousand American forces. One, about 1,000 in Vietnam, about 1,000 in Laos. They were working for the CIA. They just wrote them off. And they're still there, those who are still alive. I wonder how they think about the people back at home who've forgotten them. Kiss the Boys Goodbye by Monica Jensen Stevenson. You can get, of course, the book by itself or the four-tape set by itself or get them both together at a reduced price by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and then please pray for America and pray for Radio Liberty. And remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
On the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Shaw. The top U.S. commander in the Middle East says setting a timetable for the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq would be a mistake. Jerry Bovender is on Capitol Hill.
General John Abizaid says any timetable would handcuff U.S. forces as they train the Iraqi troops to fend for themselves. And while he says U.S. troop levels should remain steady,
it is possible that we might have to go up in troop levels in order to increase the number of forces that go into the Iraqi security forces. But I believe that's only temporary.
Abizaid is just back from Iraq. He says he is encouraged that the situation has improved in recent weeks, but he adds, we have not turned the corner. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
More than 30 preschoolers in Alabama were trapped huddled inside a skating rink today as a powerful storm slammed into the